There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Let's dance. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Absolutely loaded program coming up over the next 3 hours. Your regulars on Friday include Adam Chernoff in 90 minutes on what he likes going into the weekend in the NFL. Chuck Edel later on in the program, and we will sprinkle in other guests later on today, including Chris Piper, Survivor winner from last year. He's down to one entry this year, coming up in a little bit. We woke up, came in today to an email that I think summed up last night's game perfectly. The VSiN viewer said, look, you guys have two options today. You can either talk about that game for 3 hours or you don't mention it for 1 second. I'm not joking. We could talk about that game last night for 3 hours.
There
was so much to it.
Yeah. I want to blow everything up here and get rid of all the guests. It was Adam Kramer said this when he was on Wednesday. It's a glorious mess.
Yeah.
That's what that was. I didn't want it to end. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I mean, people need to be fired. That is so bad.
Oh,
hey, for everyone ripping the this is on. I mean, I can't believe what I was watching with the offensive futility, the issues with play calling, Hackett, what he's doing. Ryan stinks. I mean, what does Frank Reich become? That is nuts. I mean, are the Colts going to tie again? Fans left the game in overtime.
Approaching overtime in the fourth quarter, times on the clock. It's like mass exodus time for the Broncos.
And that might have been the best part of the game in the broadcast, showing the cutting to the Denver fans all the time who were disgusted and booing. I can't believe it.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, and I saw who didn't see this all night last night? If you were on social media and paying attention and talking to people, and everybody was disgusted, not me. I'm with you, Paulie. I didn't want the game to end. And that's because when you're betting a game like we were last night and everything but the Nyheim Hines props came in, it was wonderful to watch. Yeah. I don't care how bad a game is. If you're betting it like that, it's unbelievable to watch.
The lowest I bet in play was under 22.5.
You know that. Did you look at the halftime outs at all?
I didn't.
Payouts on the under 23.5, under 25.5, they had.
How low did they go?
Under 13.5 was available.
There you go.
That, I think, was like 28-1, I think, or something. I didn't take a screen grab of it, but they had everything from 13.5 all the way up to like 60 on the game. And only a couple of those came in on the over. Like every single, The full game was never a sweat. In play right away. I think it was in the first quarter, second quarter. I'm grabbing 34 and a half. We talked about this a lot yesterday. It's difficult to find, but if anybody could get down on the no touchdown first half, that came in last night. I was actually able out here to take a shot on no touchdown in the second quarter. And then...
Touchdown for the game was available in play?
In play.
That's incredible.
I grabbed that in play at 26-1.
What? When? I don't know they had that either.
Probably late first quarter, early second quarter.
My God. Isn't that something? I mean, you look at how you have to get the best of the number, but look no further than what transpired last night. I saw as high as no touchdown in the game, 125-1, and as low as 50. And then we mentioned the first half, no touchdown, as high as 35-1, as low as 7-1.
Yeah.
You think about that, the difference in there. Ben in Nova Scotia had no touchdown for the game.
Oh, for the game.
You know what number he had it at? Right, which I didn't like. 100-1.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I saw it.
Well, how about our buddy Evan?
Yeah, Evan.
Five dimes on 50-1?
Yeah.
It was a good night for him.
Sure, but he got 50. But that's right. The difference is in that prop, too. But this was just what Denver did in the second half. First and goal at the 9, blocked field goal. First and 10 at the Indy 27, field goal. First and 10 at the Colts 32, interception. First and 10 at the Indy 19, interception. And then the final possession with the on downs. Hamler wide open for the game winner. All the talk about Reich and Ryan. What is Wilson's terrible too. $250 million.
Yeah. I mean, is there buyer's remorse already?
Oh, my God.
And Paulie, there's no way Paul Hackett's safe. Nathaniel Hackett, yeah. Sorry. Not his dad. There's no way Nathaniel Hackett's safe. How can he be?
So you hire people to help you out, and this is what you come up with?
I mean, did you see a single adjustment by either side offensively in the entire game? It was the same thing. Hey,
no.
We're going to run the guy up the middle, and then Matt Ryan's going to go back to pass, and as soon as he does, four guys are going to be in his face, and then it's going to be a toss-up what happens here. It could be picked off. He could get sacked. He might throw it out of bounds. But nothing good is going to happen.
Okay. Number one, the fan base is furious, and they should be. There were big expectations, and you were supposed to have a good offensive unit. Number two, Hackett was only hired to try to get Rodgers. This has backfired big time. Number three, you brought someone in to give you assistance and help, and that hasn't worked out either. And then what is this? You have to kick the field goal there to go up 6. This guy's kicking 64-yard field goals and passing in Seattle, by the way, and passing on 4th and 3. Now he's going for it 4th and 2. When he's well in field goal range, and then they're throwing the ball. That's a horrible interception and decision by Wilson. But just run the ball and go up 6.
Colts are out of timeouts.
Yes, that's terrible.
Yeah, if they do pick up the first down there, game's over with.
Score situation. It's a 9-6 game.
Yep.
This isn't 34-31 here.
No.
Oh, shootout. It's 9-6. They're not going 80 yards on you and scoring a touchdown to beat you. That's crazy, that whole sequence in the play calling. Then you want to rip him, he goes, he can't win there. The best case is he ties if he kicks.
I don't want to hear a single person rip him for that decision in overtime because it's a lose-lose for him no matter what. Because if he misses it, if they don't get it on the touchdown there, he's going to get ripped to shreds today. If they do get it, he's a genius. But if he kicks the field goal and they make it, it's going to be like, hey, dummy, why'd you play for the tie? Why didn't you go for the win? So I'm not going to rip him for that. But everything else leading up to that point, I mean, he's totally lost. He's completely out in left field. He has no clue. I mean, this is the whole Russell Wilson experiment is just looking like total trash, man. I can't, I'm blown away at this. How this has he fallen? I mean, I can't understand what I'm watching.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason for this.
No, I know. And how about, I'm a little upset with Richard Sherman, too. You're taking shots at the guy left and right. The last few years on Twitter, before the game, after the game, then he comes up to you in the pregame and you're all buddy-buddy with the guy. I mean, total phony there with Sherman. I told you, throwing the ball, just like what happened in the Super Bowl against the Patriots and all this other stuff. But Sherman's livid. Here's Sherman after the game, so you have to run the ball. Okay.
Dumped. Well, he did, regardless. I mean, he did go off on Prime last night. And he was, by the way, is there anything more confounding than Russell Wilson's great with the deep ball. Get him close to the goal line. I can't trust this guy for two.
Well, the whole thing, the whole scheme, the whole lack of creativity. Imagine they're a disaster in the red zone. But this is where I want to go to the former players and guys who played the game. And what did they say last night? Watch for chemistry, and this could blow up now.
How
because
is it
people
not?
Are gonna, you got to be pointing fingers. Hackett doesn't know what he's doing. Wilson's killing this team. What if you're on the defense? Hamler's throwing his helmet down. He's wide open for the game winner. They lose on Monday night, 17-16. They fumble twice at the one-yard line. They shut out Seattle in the second half. They beat Houston 16-9. They allow 3 points in the second half. They beat the 49ers on Sunday night 11-10. They allow 3 points in the second half. They lose at home somehow in overtime 12-9. The defense allows 6 points in the second half. This is ridiculous. Yeah. And they're on national TV again Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Get them off.
Here is so Richard Sherman after the game on Prime. He did go a little scorched earth on Russell Wilson.
On the final play, you got to run the ball again. Like, I wish I had Marshawn up here. Like, 1 yard. You need 1 yard. Run the ball. Run the ball. Hey, CT.
He's triggered.
All he has to do is run the football. Like, necessary criticism. I'm not, I've said enough criticism for him, but God dang it, run the dang ball. Like, learn from your mistakes.
I don't. Can somebody fill me in? What is he referring to?
I'm confused. Have you been in this situation before?
Run the ball.
I will say this.
No, he's exactly right.
Yep.
I can't believe he went for it 4th and 2. I can't believe he did that.
I know.
And they had the right play call, and the guy's wide open, but it worked. But it's like, you go, he's exactly right.
Hey.
Run the ball, go up 12-6, make these guys go 80 yards on you.
Paul, here's why we're going to get some locker room problems here, right, and some dissension and some bad chemistry. As I tweeted out during the game last night, we were watching a cry for help on a national streaming service, right? And you could, I mean, it was a cry for help from everybody involved, for Matt Ryan, the poor rookie tackle for the Colts who had no chance last night, and they were never giving him any help. And it was a revolving door for Jim Irsay, for Frank Reich, and everybody, all the Broncos fans, Nathaniel Hackett, everybody. But it wasn't a cry for help for Russell Wilson. You know why? Because he was Mr. Rah-Rah again last night. When they couldn't move the ball against a high school defense, he's like, come on, guys. All right, let's go. Let's go get him, huh? Walking up and down the sideline, cheering on. He's got the pom-poms out to the defense, to the other players on the offense.
Yeah.
They're going to look at him like, would you sit down, dude? Would you shut up finally once? You were doing this in week 1. Let's go. It's a run. It's a pass. Like, knock it off already. You can just tell the teammates don't like this guy and watch it with your own eyeballs. They're sick of him. And this is going to probably be a problem. If it isn't already, it's going to be.
Yeah.
How about that total on Monday night? It's 47 against the Chargers.
Can't believe it. 10 sacks, 7 field goals, 12 punts. How about all the fumbles? But 6 fumbles, but the defense never recovered one of them.
Yeah.
How kooky was that?
Yep.
Ryan's been sacked 21 times. He is awful.
I know he's not good. Every time he drops back to pass, he has 0.2 seconds, and here's like 3 guys in his face.
Sure.
What do I do?
I know. It's also a recipe for disaster. He can't move.
Yeah. What happened to the line
move.
Again? What happened to the offensive line?
I mean, there were so many balls that barely got there as well.
Oh, it's not pretty. The temperature might be cooling off, but fall sports are heating up at Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. It is your go-to book for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts for pro football, college football, basketball, and hockey. Now is the perfect time to join Bet Rivers. New bettors will get up to $500 in free bets when you make a first-time deposit using code SPORTS. Go to BetRivers.com or download the app today. It's a whole new game. So we'll recap more of the betting action with Win Some, Lose Some coming up here on Follow the Money. I mean, just again, that game was a glorious mess last night. And it was, how about this? The Colts, they opened up, they were 2.5. Now they're 1.5 against the Jags next week. Should they be favored? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All season long, BetRivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more. Player prop coming up with Adam Chernoff. Every week, BetRivers has great house specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams, favorite players with BetRivers. It's always a great game and a whole new game at BetRivers. He's on every Tuesday and Friday during the football season. Follow him on Twitter at Adam Chernoff, covers.com. Watch his release shows and the Simple Handicap podcast. Couple plays coming up in a second. We have to recap the abomination last night. As you tweeted, Broncos in the second half. First and goal, blocked field goal. First and 10 at the 27, field goal. First and 10 at the Indy 32, interception. First and 10 at the Indy 19, interception. First and 10 at the Indy 14, turnover on downs, scored 3 points. I mean, what? Hackett might be the guy who's going to go first. He's clearly in over his head. Where do you start? What do you make? Fans leaving the game before overtime started, they were so disgusted.
That might have been the worst part of it. You mentioned a lot of bad things in about 30 seconds there. That might have been the worst part. If you go to a game as an adult and you're wearing the jersey and you're sitting there and you can't stick it out to the end of the game, never mind a game that goes to overtime, that's tied, that you were leading for the most part. Boy, that was an embarrassment for Broncos fans. What a soft fan base that was. Good grief. But, yeah, I mean, what do you make of these offenses at this point? The Broncos can't do anything once they get across midfield.
Right.
Even when they have big explosive plays, the wide receivers are fighting themselves for it, and they can't get the ball inside of the end zone. Now, the one thing I'll say about Hackett is, I don't know the full extent of, was it him calling the plays on those fourth downs or what he was doing, but he went back and he hired an assistant coach to help him with late game decisions. And I think he made the right call on the play before in regulation, but then he follows it up with that pass and the interception, which was just atrocious. But I don't know what you do with the Broncos at this point. I don't know if Hackett stays. I don't know how you find something within that offense. This is just as bad as it gets right now for football.
Well, we are in a world of hurt with our Colts futures, though. I mean, they can't protect Ryan. They can't run the ball. There's no, as you tweeted, the wide receivers can't get open. I mean, this, I can't believe they won the game. But that is, he's been sacked 21 times already, Ryan.
He's holding on to the ball forever. So his time to throw last night before overtime, so in regulation, 3.25 seconds. To put that in perspective, Daniel Jones is dead last in the league for the season as a whole at 3.05 seconds. And what this shows you is how much he is uncomfortable with his receivers and how bad the offensive line is. Because Daniel Jones, mobile quarterback, a lot of the other guys that are close to 3 seconds, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, they extend plays to make things happen. Matt Ryan is not extending anything play-wise. He's just a sitting duck in the pocket. So the offensive line can't protect. And part of the reason he's holding the ball for so long, the average separation for his wide receivers, worst in the NFL. And his running backs are getting contacted at the line of scrimmage a shorter distance than any other team in the NFL. So the team can't block, the receivers can't get open, and the running backs have no space to work with. He's a sitting duck in the pocket. Now, of the two teams here that we watched last night, I think the Colts have a better chance to turn things around, but boy, it's easy to turn something around when it's this bad. You only need a micro improvement, but this is just is bad on both sides.
That's where, Adam, I said, to me, it was the Broncos. I said that earlier in the show, because at least, I know Javonte Williams is hurt, but at least to me, they still have some playmakers. So maybe there's a sliver of hope there. I like Sutton. Judy, I don't know what, at this point, I still kind of like him, but he dropped that touchdown last night. Exactly what you just said. I don't see any explosiveness coming from the Colts side on offense for the rest of the year. The O-line is completely shot the way it looks all of a sudden. And the receivers are, they're not helping out Matt Ryan at all.
None, but maybe the question here is, do we see the Colts go to Nick Foles? I don't know if that's in play, but how interesting would that be if there's the QB switch? But I don't know. This is this is tough both ways.
All right, let's get to the picks rapid fire. Let's start with the Bills. What, Steelers' longest, biggest dog in 50 years with this point spread? But we talked about this before you came on. I mean, how's Pittsburgh going to score? The Bills have allowed a total of 7 second-half points, even with all these injuries. In Pittsburgh, well, I think we're at 12 games in a row now without an offensive touchdown in the first quarter. Tough assignment for Pickett, too, going on in a hostile environment.
Rookie QB making his first start on the road in Buffalo. Ugly all the way around. Biggest point spread in 50 years. It could arguably be bigger here. If there's a team that I want to look at to bet on in a situation like this where they keep their foot on the gas and blow out really bad teams, it's the Buffalo Bills. And they've shown that the last couple of seasons with Allen, with McDermott. This team gets a lead. They build on it. They don't slow down. And so I really like that from that perspective. And I think that the Steelers defense, this is quickly becoming one of the more overrated units in the league, perception-wise, versus what they're actually putting out on the field.
Well said.
And so I think Buffalo here is in a really good spot to score a lot. They keep the foot on the gas. Big favorite. I like him.
Davis over too?
Davis is getting in his first full week of practice since week one. It's going to be a big difference to this offense as well. He's the clear number two guy on a team that actually has a couple injuries at depth on wide receiver. So getting Davis back is huge. I think this is a really big spot for him. He's at 46.5 right now. That's a bet you can go over. So Bills minus 14 and Davis over 46.5.
Very good. Jotting that down right now. Sticking in that division, the AFC East. Do you like the Jets in the points this weekend?
Here we go. So you can get them plus 3.5 minus 120 this morning. If you're seeing a three, like look around, you can get three and a half minus 120. That's the price I would take. This is a little subjective and maybe a bit of a finicky handicap, but I've never seen a team that is as bad as the Jets be so accepting of each other and have such good chemistry in everything that they do. And it goes from Twitter to Instagram, how this entire offense is speaking with each other. It's what they're doing in interviews with all the press conferences that these guys hold. There is a lot of chemistry on the offensive side of the football for the Jets that just hasn't been realized. And you just never see it with bad teams ever. And this is like they're acting like they're one of the best teams in the NFL, the way they're going around and speaking and handling things. I don't know what's going on there. But this was also a team, the Jets, they had a ton of preseason support from professional bettors, all the win total markets, the futures markets. They were a very popular team. And they, of course, had to start the season with Joe Flacco. Wilson didn't get the full week of practice, nor did his full offense going into the Steelers game. This week is kind of like the first game of the regular season in many ways for this Jets offense. So I think we see that fully realized. The Dolphins have issues on defense injury-wise, but that was a team so far to date that's really been playing a little bit above what the scoreboard has shown. And so to me, this is a spot where you have the backup QB in Bridgewater, laying more than a field goal on the road against the Jets team that finally has their whole offense together. And much like I've been betting on the Packers, their team total, the overs, I think the Jets offense is a really interesting team to watch the next couple of weeks as they develop. So I'll take them here getting 3.5 at home.
You gave us a teaser on Tuesday when you joined us earlier in the week. That was Packers Buccaneers. That's now long gone because the Buccaneers are up to like 10. But you have another teaser that you like in like 90 seconds. Who is it this week?
Yeah, that Packers-Bucks teaser was really good. The Packers are still out there as a leg, so you can do with that as what you wish with these other two teams if you want to combine them or use them. But the teaser I'll go with today, Jags and Vikings, two home favorites of 7.5 points. Tease them both down below the 7 and the 3. The Jags now get their easiest opponent of the season in the Houston Texans, have loved everything they've done up to this point. Had a double-digit lead against a very good Eagles team, go on the road to L.A., put up 38 points in a dominating win week before, shut out the Colts. A lot of good things going on for the Jags. Now a huge step down in class at home against the Texans. Really good spot against a very bad defense. And then the Vikings, they come back from London, obviously, so that's a spot that people want to look at and circle. But I'm looking at this as a Bears team that is just going the wrong direction in everything they're doing. They can't pass. The defense is breaking down and allowing teams to walk up and down the field. The Vikings team that now steps back in class after a couple difficult games at home with their offense, like them to win here and cover on a short number. If you're teasing it down through the 3, you're going to get it to 1.5. So I think that's a really good leg to go with the Jags, two home favorites, down through the 7 and the 3.
Excellent analysis as always, my man. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Adam Chernoff. And download, listen, subscribe to his podcast. It's called The Simple Handicap. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday, but the day before, hey man, have a great Canadian Thanksgiving on Monday.
Hey, Canadian Thanksgiving to everybody watching on Sportsnet north of the border. Enjoy the weekend, guys. Enjoy the games, and we'll chat on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Back at you. Here we go.
Thank you.
Up next, we will continue talking about the National Football League. On paper, we may not get a bigger mismatch based on current numbers all year long. Details on that coming up next.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, including blackjack, roulette, slots, plus live dealer table games. Just this week, they paid out some huge wins. A player bet $5 and won $150,000 on Divine Fortune. Every week with that game, player bet $10 and won $80,000 on Mercy of the Gods. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. New customers can have their choice of a deposit bonus up to $2,000 or $50 in free credits when you deposit $25 signing up. Download the DraftKings Casino app and use code VSiN to claim this offer. Got to be 21. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details. Excited to talk to Jensen Lewis, MLB Network Radio and Bally Sports Analyst. Guardians in action. They kick it off today in a couple hours with the MLB playoffs at JLou50 on Twitter. Thanks for the time. Good to see you as always. How about a weather report to start? What are we looking at today?
Hey, great to be back with you guys, and it is bundle up weather. This is total Cleveland weather. I know the Browns and Chargers play on Sunday, so if they could flip-flop that weather, that would be a lot better. But, you know, knowing that Tampa's a dome team and been on the road now for almost 2 weeks, it might play into Cleveland's favor to be able to have, a significant amount of wind, guys. The temperature may not get above 50, maybe 55 degrees today, but by the lake, I think, when you see a 6 up there, a 6.5 for the total, you automatically think Jacob deGrom's on the mound. But I'm telling you guys, for two teams that don't hit a ton of home runs, I think runs will be at a premium not only today but probably tomorrow as well.
Good info.
That's good. Very good.
How about the decision to use Quantrill if necessary in Game 3 when he's been so good at home?
Yeah, Paulie, the idea from Tito in the front office here was sort of, all right, a guy that has never lost at Progressive Field, a guy that gets a ton of run support, almost 6 runs a game throughout the regular season. If you need a winner-take-all guy, you've got Cal Quantrill. And then the other part of that, if Cleveland can sweep, remember, they're already locked into that Yankees matchup for the division series. Mm-hmm. You've got Quantrill to be able to go in and have a really stiff competition opposite of Gerrit Cole there at Yankee Stadium. So that kind of the prevailing sentiment here, that they feel pretty solid with Bieber and McKenzie to try and get this done 2-2. and then be able to have Cal Quantrill ready if need be for either a game one start at Yankee Stadium or that winner take all on Sunday.
Okay, so let me go two questions here on that. If they have a shot against the Yankees, how they match up, and also that they can play the no respect card and everyone's disrespecting us. I mean, they had a great season. It was all the White Sox hype, and not only that, the White Sox are going to run away with the division. And then the White Sox get off to a slow start, and although it's going to be the Twins. And then Cleveland closes 24-6 to end the season. But how much is that going on, you being around the guys, about no one's given us a chance, no one gave us a chance, let's show them?
Pauly, the disrespect line is absolutely spot on, because from day one, the Cal Quantrills, the Josh Naylors, you go into the clubhouse and they're like, we're pretty confident in what our team is here. We feel like we're going to do something special. And then they made it stand up through the regular season. And that same moniker, that same mentality was pretty apparent yesterday in their press conferences and talking to those guys. They've known they've been disrespected all year long, and they're fine with that. I mean, if you ask Terry Francona what he would like for an entire season, he'd want to be under the radar. Don't pay attention to us. Don't mind us. We're going to continue to play our brand. One other thing to think about, guys, and I know you brought up, Pauly, the Yankees pen and how they would match up. I would also say in this series, too, the Guardians are the league leaders in Major League Baseball with 27 wins in their final at bat. This is a club that we call it the Guardiac Kids here because it just feels like it's one of the youngsters that comes up big at the end of the game. You might see that play out here in the series. If you're looking at a first five here with McClanahan, with Glasnow, against, you know, Bieber or McKenzie, you could see a really tight game, but you might have Cleveland money line for a couple of those, just knowing that they're going to get the last at bat and they've had this ability to either come back or to be able to win it late in a lot of games this year.
So you obviously, you cover the team, but you also cover, you know, Major League Baseball in general. It sounds to me like you do like the Guardians to advance.
Mitch, I'm going to take my bias card off.
Yep.
And I'm going to go on two things. First, I'm just going to say it's the kids riding the highs. They don't know any different. I don't even think they're going to come out to the park today, even in front of a sold-out crowd, and feel overwhelmed whatsoever that, oh, my gosh, now all of a sudden it's the postseason. The other part of this, and you never wish, you know, ill will on a team or anything bad to happen, but obviously Tampa being on the road for almost 2 weeks, three different cities. Now, if you count Cleveland again, a fourth trip, and they haven't been home yet, and you hope that nothing's happened significantly in Port Charlotte or in Tampa, where a lot of these guys live for the season. So from a mentality standpoint, there's no better team than Tampa to be able to rise to the occasion because of their track record the last 4 to 5 years. Kevin Cash will have them ready. I just wonder, having been in those situations, where is the physical toll at with these guys? If their mental state is okay, their physical state might just be a tick behind, and these early start times are doing no favors to them whatsoever.
Excellent points. Not a good road record. McClanahan was banged up. What do you expect out of him today? And are you surprised his K-prop's only 4.5?
Maybe not so much, Pauly, because if you look at his last couple of starts, he hasn't punched out a lot of guys, and I wonder if the shoulder issue is still somewhere in there. That remains to be seen. The velocity, I haven't really seen a difference there. But an interesting nugget here, especially with the Game 1 matchup, of the Game 1 starters in the wild card today, Bieber and McClanahan have given up the second and third most home runs of all of them in the regular season. Now, knowing what the weather's going to be at the stadium today, it's going to take a titanic blast to get something out, I think. Now, that all could change because by the lake, guys, all bets are off. This thing swirls. It's unpredictable from inning to inning. But I think with McClanahan, if you guys remember, there was a start down at Tropicana Field where Cleveland got to him early in the first inning and were able to knock him out of the game and hand it off to the bullpen. Their starter's ERA was over 5 against Cleveland for the duration of the season series. That was the MO for Cleveland to win 4 out of 6. They've got to have that same formula, I think, if they're going to advance the division series.
Okay, very, very well said. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Jensen Lewis is our guest, MLB Network Radio, Bally Sports analyst as well. So then how about the other wildcard round in the American League? I don't have a single bet on this series. I just want to sit back and watch it. Who do you think advances here between the Blue Jays and the Mariners?
I'm with you, Mitch. Man, this is a fun, fun series. And as someone who's played in Toronto, when that place is full throat, oh my God, there might not be a better atmosphere than old Yankee Stadium, just because it's one of the only ballparks left that can have 50,000 plus people in there, and they're going to be nuts. I wonder if Manoah will want to have the roof open versus the roof closed. That's going to completely change how the ball travels up there. And then I also wonder what Toronto can do offensively against Castillo. Castillo has been known to have a blow-up inning here or there, and when he does, it's not like one or two runs. It's four or five, and the way that Bo Bichette has been swinging, Teoscar Hernandez has been amazing. If Toronto can put up a crooked number and get that crowd into it very early, I think Seattle could be in trouble. Bottom line of this series, battle of bullpens, and I give that edge clearly to Seattle. If Seattle has got a lead late, I think Seattle has a chance to upset Toronto and move on.
Okay. How about the National League? Were you surprised that the Cardinals are going to go Quintana and Michaelis in games one and two?
Quintana, not so much, Mitch, because he limits home runs, and that's really the only way Philly can score. They've got to be able to hit the long ball, and I think that's a smart, smart thing from Ollie Marmol. And to know the way that St. Louis's lineup has been swinging the bat, I think that is a real, real bonus for them with Pujols now, not just the guy who's crushing lefties, but a guy who can be a hitter now in those clutch situations going Arenado and Goldschmidt and Albert Pujols. I think St. Louis is the dark horse in the National League. I wouldn't be surprised if they get out of that first round and they match up against the Atlanta Braves. I could see that Braves series going the distance. I just think St. Louis has a little bit of an it factor. And don't think for a moment that in that clubhouse, those young guys, those other guys that are not named Adam Wainwright, Yadi Molina, Albert Pujols, they are going to be at a different level trying to get these guys as far as they can in October. There's a different motivation, I think, for St. Louis. I'd be scared of them if I were the Braves and they end up moving on and matching up.
You guys want to get nuts? Cardinals over the Astros, 67-1. But how about Cardinals over the Guardians in the World Series, 320-1? You want to take a walk?
We know the Central divisions have not been good the last couple of years, guys. I know that I had Tampa and LA at the beginning of the season. That was my World Series exacta. My heart says I hope I'm wrong, but I wouldn't mind that payout for the future that I have.
I'm sure. Yes. No kidding. We have like 90 seconds here, Jensen. Then what about Padres Mets? I find it super intriguing here. I can see the Padres going there and upsetting the Mets, and the season's completely spoiled. Or I can see the Mets winning, you know, 2-0. How about you?
There's so much pressure on New York, Mitch, because I think Starling Marte being out is an immense loss for that lineup. He's their keystone. Yep. He just has so much ability, not only with his speed, but his ability to hit the clutch. He lengthens that lineup to the point where Buck Showalter doesn't really have to think about who else he deploys there in the bottom half. So that's a huge, huge loss for them. And remember, guys, this is the team that blew a double-digit division lead. All the pressure is on them. No one was talking about San Diego because of how bad it was after the trade of Hader and Soto and Brandon Drury. They're on house money. I think San Diego is going to put pedal to the metal and make New York have to beat them at every turn.
Wow. That would be something else. You can follow Jensen on Twitter. He is at JLou50. Awesome spot as always today, my man. Enjoy the games. Good luck with the bets.
Thank you, guys. You too. Look forward to talking soon.
Right. I like that. The Padres are playing with house money. That's exactly what they're doing.
Oh, all the pressure's on the Mets.
Oh, 100%.
101 games. Haven't won a World Series since 86. Absolutely. I also agree that St. Louis could give Atlanta problems if that's the matchup.
Oh, so
that'll be a great series. But, all right, bad weather.
Hence the total done at 6-0 for the game.
This will be fun to watch. Bieber strikeout prop is 5.5. Yeah.
You said both guys to get 7+ is 9-1?
9-1.
You know, the Mets define Nigel Seeley's phrase, our buddy here on the show, squeaky bum time. If they're down like 3-1 today in the eighth inning, you can just, the pressure is just going to be immense, oozing out of their pores. Travis Ryer joins the show up next. He covers Alabama football. Two questions. How healthy is Bryce Young? And if Nick Saban can run it up on Jimbo Fisher, will he? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering on more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. The First Bet app's easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at vsin.com/horses. Sign up now.
Alabama hosting Texas A&M. If you go back to June/July, it was going to be one of the biggest games and the most anticipated games of the entire calendar year. And then, well, Texas A&M happened, and now Alabama's laying 24 points. And the reason why I say that is because of the trash talking between the two coaches here. Travis Ryer covers Alabama football for BamaOnline.com and 24/7 Sports. He joins us here to talk about this game. Travis, good morning. Thanks for the time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Before we get into the whole angle here of how much they hate each other, going back to what happened last week against Arkansas, and we saw Bryce Young get nicked up, had to leave the game. How healthy is he as we're now, you know, one day removed from this game getting played on the field?
Yeah, and Nick Saban's latest comments last night on his coach's radio show, he said that it's going to be more of a pain management issue than a structural issue or perhaps even a functionality issue. So it's going to be a game time decision. This one's going to go right up until game day on tomorrow. And so a big wait and see sort of situation involving Bryce Young right now.
Okay. Well, what did you see from the backup last week with Jalen Milroe as he came in? And it was a total game changer. I thought, you know, not going to be the same exact guy, but his athleticism just jumps off the TV when you're watching him.
Absolutely. And this is a guy with great size, great speed. He's got some make you miss ability, and you know, he quarterbacked 5 touchdown drives last week. So it's not like the offense just nosedive once he came into the game. Now, do I think as much of the playbook is accessible with Milroe in there, especially from a passing game perspective? Maybe not, but I don't think it's going to be condensed to the point of just 4 or 5 or 6 base plays either. So I think if it is Jalen Milroe tomorrow night, Bill O'Brien, the offensive coordinator, Nick Saban, they're going to expect him to carry out much of what we've seen this offense try to do anyway, even under Young.
Okay, with the bad blood in the summer and the war of words, do they run up the score? Does Saban go after Fisher and stick it to him?
I think the fans would certainly love to see that tomorrow night. As far as Nick Saban is concerned, first and foremost, I think he's just more concerned about securing the W. And, you know, if that means shrinking the fourth quarter with the run game and going 4-minute offense and getting out of there with the W, especially if Bryce doesn't go, I think that's going to be forefront in his mind more so than, you know, trying to go over the top and hit explosive plays if the Crimson Tide has a manageable lead there.
Yeah, Travis, that was my view on this game. I mean, I definitely wanted to bet them once this game got here because of that angle. But then once you saw Bryce Young go out last week, I'm like, oh boy, does he really want to take the chance of, you know, running it up when other guys could get injured? And I'll ask you this, because their win total at various spots before the season started was between 10.5 or 11.5. And, you know, a lot of people were making the case, well, you got to bet over 10.5 because they're not going to lose twice, which I still firmly believe in. But will they run the table? Will this team, I mean, look at it now. The schedule right now looks, you know, I know A&M is not who we thought they were going to be, but at Tennessee, Miss State at home, at LSU, at Ole Miss and the Iron Bowl, do you think this team actually goes 12-0 in the regular season?
I think it's dependent upon how Bryce is able to come back from the injury, because I think next week going to Knoxville, there's the potential there, even with what Alabama presents on defense with Will Anderson and Dallas Turner and the rest of those guys, there's still the potential for a shootout there. And so having Bryce available and at really full go in a game like that where you could need to score in the 40s or maybe even into the 50s to win, is going to be critical to that number. I think other than Tennessee, though, the road trip to Tennessee, I think Alabama matches up just fine with the rest of the schedule.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that same boat as well. You can follow Travis on Twitter. He is at Travis Reier, R-E-I-E-R. Read his stuff at BamaOnline.com. Travis, thanks for a couple of minutes today. We appreciate that.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you. How are they going to score? I mean, Johnson's out. And they haven't done anything on offense. The team totals 13.5. I mean, this is just, like you might say, it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. Just run the ball. A&M can't score. And that'll be the end of it. So the much ballyhoo talked about game coming in, so much ado about nothing.
So what's the angle here then? If Saban takes that approach and doesn't run it, really want to run it up on him to risk other players getting injured,
yeah,
you just go back to the, again, old faithful
old
here?
Old reliable, yes.
Old Mr. Old reliable here. Bama first quarter, Bama first half?
Yeah, and play the under in the second half. Yes.
Yep.
And now this is getting interesting. Are the fan base is upset. This is $100 million to talk about. Would they buy him out? Would they eat the contract? All how bad? QB whisperer, my ass, right? I mean, it was all Winston, and that was, you know, look what's, well, not, it hasn't happened. How bad this offense has been. But a little overboard here, although on the Paul Feinbaum show, what a caller said about what to do with the buyout in Fisher.
As far as Jimbo's contract, that $90 million contract, a hitman cost a lot less than that. Thank you, and have a great day, Paul.
Okay, you know what?
Yes, sorry. Hey.
The guy, he wasn't joking.
Yeah.
The fan bases in that part of the country are complete lunatics.
Updike!
Of course!
Calls in the Feinbaum.
Yeah, I poison the trees.
Yeah, they definitely
they will
die.
Yeah. I just like, this guy's...
The kids were named Alabama?
Yeah.
Crimson,
I think.
Yeah, every kid was named the Bear, or something. Was Brian or whatever it was.
They're maniacs.
Yeah, Scam Newton.
Yes, right.
Oh my, that guy was a cop. Did you know?
At one point, Updike was.
We lost Harvey.
But I think people were kind of chuckling at that. I probably wasn't kidding.
Yeah. Oh no. And probably, then dead silence for 10 seconds. Thanks for checking in, Paul.
Yeah.
10 seconds of silence.
Yeah, and then he says, "I didn't hear what he said." Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God.
It's a totally different ballgame down there. And here's Saban again. Boy, he's got to be a gem to cover. Just got to be a real beaut. He was going back and forth with a reporter about maybe a specific package for backup quarterback Jalen Milroe this week.
We already have one, so.
Okay, we got three.
You want us to put a new one together now just because he might play, or use the old one? I mean, we can do either one. I mean, I'll go talk to the offensive coaches and see.
Do you use that more often then?
Again, you know, I don't talk to Jimbo on a regular basis, but I'll call him and tell him right after the conference if you want me to. I mean, you guys think I'm going to tell you what we're going to do with our offense and our team? You might as well make it up. I saw today where there's headlines in the paper that, you know, I'm going to keep it a secret what we're going to do with Bryce. It sounded like me making that statement, but I've never said that.
like his buddy Belichick. Well, how about last week in their halftime? Is it going to be the backup now? And the Bryce can't go. Is it going to be who else would we play? He snaps at the sideline reporter. He's a prickly pair.
That game at Tennessee next week.
No, that's a tough stretch though coming up. Yeah,
that's what I think
they're
too.
They're going to roll Tide Saturday, but they're right at Tennessee. They'll beat Miss State and then LSU and that. Don't forget Kiffin. Oh, Kiffin. That's no gimme. Kiffin might shock the world here.
Yeah, I think that on paper they are equipped, like Travis was saying, but to go through that schedule in 4 weeks to play three road games at Tennessee, you get LSU. That's Oh boy.
And then they'll shut out Auburn.
Yeah.
Close, but that's.
Will Harsin still be the head coach at that point?
No. Harsin could be done after they lose by 35 to Georgia and don't score, which should happen.
Do you like the angle there?
First half?
Yeah.
Well, first half, 17.5.
That's a bit rich.
They did not. That was cause for concern. They did dominate Missouri in the trenches. I mean, that game was right there hanging in the balance light. That shouldn't happen.
Missouri could have won that game.
Yes. They're down 10 in the second half. That shouldn't. You're 32-point favorite.
So do they come out guns a-blazing this week and say, okay, now it's two games in a row. You have our attention.
Right.
We played poorly on offense in both those games. Couldn't put those teams away. We got to go back to the team that we were in the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks of the season, and just it's going to be 21 zilch at the end of the first.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And they go back to what they were earlier on.
I can't see how Auburn does anything on offense. They're so bad.
They're so terrible.
Ridiculous play calling. They make the Broncos look lethal and potent. I mean, it's just right away they score against out the second half. You want to talk about lack of adjustments? Check out Auburn in the second half against Missouri and LSU.
Oh yeah,
travesty.
Yep.
Horrible coaching.
They need to really. I mean, who would turn that program around right away? Who's the guy? Because they're not okay with this.
Well, they're also lunatics. That's the
of course.
Thing,
that's what it all ties in.
Right. Malzahn, Chizik, all that.
Yep.
Chizik was gone 2 years after he won the title.
Well, the Malzahn stuff was nuts.
Well, right. They wanted to fire him every year. What did he do? Right.
Professional sports bettor Chuck Edel with his best bets coming up next.
He knows the quarterback was on coke if his girlfriend was not.
These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's. Unborn children on these games!
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
Very nice with the new open here. Okay, here we go. They're in-pocket plays. Depends on where you bet this one. For me, this was definitely a loser. No refunds in Las Vegas. Head Hines, he was going to be the guy last night. They went to him three times in the first drive.
Pass, run, pass.
So he was going to be the guy. How about they drop? I'm like, oh, this is not a good sign. I'm like, okay. But I had that over on the rushing and receiving. No, loser for me. If you bet it at DraftKings and other spots, you're going to get refunded. I did also bet Judy. That came through last night. And then the no touchdown for the game. I bet that live at 26-1. And, the game was awesome last night. Now, here's what I have pending in the NFL. A two-team teaser. Well, okay, so let's go with this first. Keep it here, guys, if you don't mind. I'll explain this. I bet Tennessee on the opener here at circa -4 and again at -3. Now, I know I'm on the opposite side of sharp money, and I'm definitely on the side. This is a square bet by me. I was listening to Tim Murray and Sean King watching the show yesterday at the house. They're on in the afternoons here, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific time. They brought on Carl Johnson, really good guest, who runs the book at Beau Rivage in Biloxi. He explained that typically, because they're so close to LSU, typically at his book for an LSU game, they get about 90% of the action, all public bettors on an LSU game. Every single week, it's all LSU. This week, it's about 70 to 80% tickets and handle on Tennessee. I hate the bet.
Hey.
I hate it. I can't get out of it because it's bad number now. So maybe in play, see what I can do. Baseball, Cardinals, Phillies over 2.5 games. Series price, Guardians -110 against the Rays. And a couple of NFL bets. I'm on a teaser here. Two-teamer, 6 points. Green Bay down to 2. Vikings down to 1.5. And I'll take the Bengals 3.5 against the Ravens on Sunday night.
There you go. Excellent work. There you go. First quarter under. Ice cream. Longest touchdown. I would grade it a winner. But
that should be a winner.
Several places said no action. There was a couple of these last night. Like, for example, longest touchdown under, and there isn't a touchdown. Another one. And I was just sent the game summary in the game box on NFL.com.
Uh-huh.
If you bet under no score first 5.5 minutes, that's a winner. Did you look at the game book on NFL.com? It's when the play is completed. It's not because the ball was snapped at 9:32.
Yep.
But after the kick, it's 9:28. That should be a winner. Another example is what happened Bills-Ravens. There's 3 seconds left in the game. The Bills kick the field goal. They don't kick off. The box score says zero. It'll say, you know, last play says 0 seconds as well. So that was wild. Okay. Let's go. Let's dance again, baby. Preston North and Norwich City tomorrow under 2.5. In 12 league matches so far with Preston Norwich. I like it. I don't like it like it. You like them? Like them? Like it? I like it. But I'm a little concerned about Norwich because they're near the top of the table in the Championship League. But in 12 league matches, here are the scores with Preston North End. 1-0, 0-0, 2-0, 1-1, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. Scoreless, 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 scoreless. It's your 12 matches so far in the league. So, and they keep putting up 2.5s. So they play again Wednesday against Bristol City. But we're going to ride this train tomorrow. No defensive special teams touchdown parlay. Cincinnati-Baltimore, the Sunday night game in the primetime with the Raiders and the Chiefs. Eagles' first half against the Cardinals. Again, Arizona's yet to score in the first quarter, and they only have 16 first-half points on the season. Yeah, Cliff doesn't know what he's doing. And Eagles have been awesome in the second quarter. Awesome. Plus, they got off to a slow start last week. They were down 14-0. But they'll bury in the second quarter. Let's go to London. First quarter under 7.5. Packers and Giants. Where are the points coming from, period, in this game? I mean, you don't have, it's no Tony, no Golladay, no Shepard, and maybe Robinson's out too. And Jones probably at 50-60% if he plays. Oh, this is ugly. And I got the teaser with the Packers and the Chiefs as well. And one more, take a peek. Tennessee first quarter money line. Tennessee, what do I have? First team since 2000. I think it is first team to do it. First four games, first drive, touchdown, 4-0. And Washington's a horror show right now as well.
Yeah.
All right, in pocket. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern, betrivers.com. All right, good. Eclectic mix. We had everything there.
So on your soccer match that you like, can I throw some derivatives at you for total goals?
They have it?
Under half a goal in the game is 9-1.
Okay. What? Do they have Preston North End goals?
Yeah.
Okay, what's Preston?
Oh, for just them?
Well, I don't think they score.
Okay, so hold on. Let me give you the game first. Right. Under 1.5 goals plus 230. So I'm looking at the 2.5, which is what you like, minus 132. Under 3.5 is minus 380.
Okay.
And so you're asking about
they haven't gone over 2.5 in every league game. I mean, think about that. They played 12 league games. 11 of them have been either 1-0, excuse me, 10 of the 12 have been 1-0 or scoreless.
Okay, so who's the home team? Who's the away team?
I think Norwich is at home. Yeah, Norwich should be at home.
Okay, so you want the away team. Away team under half a goal is plus 126 the way it looks.
Preston won't score.
So you get plus 126?
Yeah, they won't score. Come on, this is historic, what's going on.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Hey, can I throw this at you? Another stat from last night, because a lot of people are also, they're sending photos right now on Twitter of the teammates looking at Russ last night.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they hate him. I'm telling you, they hate him.
The one where he's sitting down on the bench?
Oh, yeah. And he's got one where he's squirting the water bottle, and it's Melvin Gordon, I think, looking at him like, I hate you.
Keep your mouth shut.
This is from Jeremy Fowler. I called him, is he the worst quarterback at the goal line passing that we've ever, all things considered here, going back to the Super Bowl, the results here. Russell Wilson was 0-6 last night on pass attempts to the end zone and is now a league worst 2-for-18 on end zone attempts for the season. He's 2-of-18 passing on end zone attempts. 0-of-6 last night.
Isn't the organization and the coaching staff aware of that? How do you throw the ball in that situation?
No, the answer is no.
I mean, you might get the first down, take 40 seconds off the clock, but Christ, go up six. It's a 9-6 game. They're not going 80 yards on you. That was ridiculous. And then the decision that he forces it in there, and it's a horrible interception. The first one was bad. That one was worse considering time, score, situation.
You know, we've seen good coordinators try to make the jump to become a head coach, and it just doesn't work. I always say this. There's nothing wrong with being maybe the best offensive coordinator or one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. I think Wade Phillips, really good defensive coordinator. Laughable head coach. Norv Turner, tremendous offensive coordinator. One of the worst head coaches we've ever seen, in my opinion, right? So just stick to what you're good at. This Hackett guy, five games in.
This Hackett guy.
He clearly is not ready for this job. And I don't want to, you know, say he can never be a head coach ever again, but maybe, never say never, maybe I'm saying never here with this
guy. They'd love to have Fangio back. Think about that.
Oh, boy.
They die to get Fangio back. It's unmitigated disaster. Expectations, supposed to be a playoff team, still could happen. But it was just so bizarre because it looked like they had some, how bad is the Raider defense? Now go back and looking at it.
Right.
That's the other thing, right?
All right, time now, pro tip of the hour. Don't forget about first quarter and first half betting. Needs to be part of your betting portfolio.
Right. Especially in games with big spreads. Hello, Georgia. And hello, Alabama.
That's right.
I mean, Alabama should just open up a can on A&M. And if Georgia, if you think Georgia breaks out of it and gets back on track, you can go 17.5 first half, and then you go first quarter if you want to.
Yep.
But that's, a lot of these teams, right? We got a month to go on now.
Yep.
Several bad outfits first quarter, third quarter.
And
knowing
coaching tendencies, they get out the hot starts. We need to do more of that, by the way. Go ahead.
Very good. Can you share that email we got? I love this Wembanyama. It's a great discussion about what would you hold on to? What would you give up for this guy?
Again, I asked the question. What's a realistic? You can't even have a conversation because if I tell you the only two players I would not give up, I think would be Giannis and Luka. People would laugh at me. I don't think it's that big of a joke. Anyway. You brought up, we kicked around Embiid. You said you would not trade Embiid. No. I said I won't even hesitate. On Twitter checking in saying, I'm a 76ers fan. I would drive Embiid to the airport.
Oh, God. He hasn't played a game yet in NBA. I mean, Embiid was supposed to win the MVP last year. Till Joker.
It's one way to look at it. I got this on Twitter last night as well. When LeBron was coming into the league.
Uh-huh.
Knowing what we know right now, would you have traded Kobe Bryant for him? Would you have traded Tracy McGrady? Of course you would have. But back then, it sounds completely idiotic. And this kid's 7'4", does everything.
Brings the ball up, shooting threes.
30 feet. They're just like, okay, bombs away. That's it for us here today. Good luck with your bets this week, and we'll talk to you on Monday. See ya.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties. And they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Get more from Beeson. Get more from Beeson. Get more from Beeson. Get more from...
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.